The Offerings of Gratitude, August 27. Day by Day Religion. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Not only should we faithfully render to God our tithes, which he claims as his own, but we should bring a tribute to his treasury as an offering of gratitude. Let us with joyful hearts bring to our Creator the first fruits of all his bounties, our choicest possessions, our best and holiest service. 134. The Lord requires gifts to be made at stated times, being so arranged that giving will become a habit and benevolence be felt to be a Christian duty. The heart, opened by one gift, is not to have time to become selfishly cold and to close before the next is bestowed. The stream is to be continually flowing, thus keeping open the channel by acts of benevolence. The contributions required of the Hebrews for religious and charitable purposes amounted to fully one-fourth of their income. So heavy a tax upon the resources of the people might be expected to reduce them to poverty, but, on the contrary, the faithful observance of these regulations was one of the conditions of their prosperity. It is not the greatness of the gift that makes the offering acceptable to God, it is the purpose of the heart, the spirit of gratitude and love that it expresses. Let not the poor feel that their gifts are so small as to be unworthy of notice. The small sums saved by deeds of sacrifice will do more for the upbuilding of the cause of God than larger gifts will accomplish that have not called for denial of self. There is nothing too precious for us to give to Jesus. If we return to him the talents of means he has entrusted to our keeping, he will give more into our hands. Every effort we make for Christ will be rewarded by him, and every duty we perform in his name will minister to our own happiness.